There remain many questions about what caused a flight information display at the Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport to tip over earlier this spring, killing a 10-year-old boy. But we are getting a clearer picture of the design of the display and how it changed over time. Here to explain is Kyle Whitmire. He's a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News, and he joins us now, as he does most Wednesdays. Good to have you here, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
So you were able to review documents and reports related to this display. What did you find?
Well, we got documents from the airport authority, and we have some from other sources. And what we saw was that from the inception of this thing in 2009, the very earliest designs, through to the design that collapsed and the design that they made subsequent to that to secure it, this thing evolved over time, and each iteration of this design got a little bit more dangerous. What you see in the beginning is sort of a square base that's on the ground, just, you know, it's square. And, you know, heavier materials were added to the front. The base of it was inset later so that you went from an 18-inch square base to a 12-inch base. And heavier materials are being added to the front. So a lot of the heaviest materials in this design are standing over free space. There's a footrest, or tow bar, as they sometimes call it, on the front of this that sort of acted as a perfect lever. And in the beginning, it's, you know, it says this is something that's supposed to be floor mounted, and over time that goes away, and there's nothing saying that it's supposed to be floor mounted. And it's, when you see it in the end, how it was, it's hard even for a layperson, and we had lots of experts look at this with us, who confirmed what we were, you know, seeing and inferring from these documents, that this thing was not safe at all when it was installed.
So you have this timeline, if you will, where this display got more unstable with each design. I guess apart from the design, you know, what other questions remain unanswered around this situation at the Birmingham Airport?
Well, once it was manufactured in Texas by a company there called Fish Construction. They built it off of the architect's design. It was shipped to Birmingham, where it was supposed to be finally assembled and installed at the Birmingham Airport by a company called Monumental Contracting here in Birmingham. They began to install the first one. There were four of these. They begin to install the first one, and suddenly they stop. And Brassfield and Gorey, the lead, the construction manager, steps in and finishes it. And subsequent to that, we have this report that Brassfield themselves generated, saying that there were discussions between the architect, Fish Construction, Monumental Contracting, and Brassfield and Gorey, where there were concerns brought up by the contractors about the stability of these signs. You know, what the substance of those conversations were is not yet clear, because we don't have those documents. The airport has not gotten them. We have not received them from the airport. But what is clear is after that is that Monumental Contracting doesn't have anything else to do with this. Brassfield and Gorey steps in. They install the signs. They modify three of the four, securing them in some way or another, except for that fourth one, the last one they installed, and that is the one that collapsed.
Also today, for 60 years, Henry Gip Gibson has run a blues juke joint in a quiet, hidden corner of Bessemer. But in the last few years, more people took notice. Gibson's profile rose. The crowds for the Saturday night event grew. And city officials say complaints did as well. So Bessemer police shut down the joint Saturday night, calling it an illegal operation. Now, this issue generated a lot of discussion at the Bessemer City Council meeting last night. And, Kyle, what was that scene like?
Well, I mean, what we're seeing is Gip's Place being the victim of its own success. You know, for 60 years, it's had this sort of nice equilibrium where, as long as its advertising was solely word of mouth and you know, maybe a couple dozen people came out every Saturday, it wasn't such a big deal, and the city and public officials could look the other way. But with social media and media now paying attention to this place, it's you know, instead of, you know, 20 or so people, it's 100 or more, and it's caused real problems in the neighborhood. And the city said, look, this is an illegal business. It does not have a business license. It's not zoned for, you know, it's zoned residential. It's not zoned commercial. And we have to address these problems, and we're shutting it down. A lot of people turned out last night to voice their support, but it doesn't really solve the problem that this thing has sort of been spoiled by its own popularity.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.